So colleges are bringing students back to campus for in-person instruction. Families are looking for ways to pay for that. And the free application for federal student aid, it's known as FAFSA, opens this Friday. But there are a few things that can be done today to prepare. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. And Jill, I know that there are people breaking out in hives just hearing this word, because historically this application has been very complicated. You say start as soon as possible. Tell us more.
Well, first of all, I do want to mention, you're right, it used to be a bear of an application. It's a lot easier now, mostly because the IRS website and the Department of Education website now speak to each other. Imagine that. Mm. So you will not have to worry, especially if you've completed electronic filing for the IRS. So that's a lot easier. The main thing to understand is, although the deadline is not until next spring, a lot of schools in this country award their financial aid based on a first-come, first-served basis. So that means when this becomes available on October 1st, later this week, it is incumbent on families to get cracking, because there are thousands of dollars here that really could be in your student's bottom line and not someone else's.
So for people new to this, or, you know, maybe looking at it a couple years down the road, we know that just 68% of families with college students filled out the FAFSA last year. Obviously, there was a pandemic. But some would say, well, wait a second, who gets to fill it out? I mean, do you fill it out even if you are of means? How does it work?
Obviously, if you make $1 million a year, you're not getting financial aid.
Okay.
But there are a lot of people who erroneously believe they will not qualify, and they blow off completing the FAFSA form. And these are the folks I'm really worried about. I hear from them all the time. There are a lot of families, depending on your specific circumstance, that it's not just based on income. It's what else is going on in your financial life. So probably if you make more than $300,000, you're not going to do it. But if you're in that range where you say, oh, I make low six figures, I won't get it, just do it anyway. The other aspect of this, really important, is that your circumstances can change, and it's a lot easier to update a FAFSA than to start from fresh.
Well, okay, so people who want to participate, what do they need to do before Friday when the applications open?
I think the best thing that you can do is to familiarize yourself with the FAFSA website, which is studentaid.gov, and start looking at the FAFSA form. And what you also should do is maybe familiarize yourself with how aid is determined. And I think this is, again, part of this idea that the cost of attendance of a university or a college is very different. So too is your expected family contribution. There is also one other thing I should always say, and that is that you're going to get this big letter back, and it's going to say, here is a grant, here is aid, here is this, here's that. And be careful to understand the terms. You want to differentiate between free money, a grant, or a loan,
right,
or work study. That's the most important thing you can do, is familiarize yourself with a lot of these terms. They sometimes get conflated, and people don't understand that they're on the hook for loans when they think it was just free money.
A grant you don't have to pay back, a loan you do. Work study means you have to work.
Yeah, be familiar with that.
Yeah. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.